with Scott Laughlin. Producer Laura, the guest host today, Kevin Bessler's on vacation, so she decided, yeah, I'll come in and give it another shot. God bless
just
Laura.
Just a little bit, you know.
And Dan Brady's on the line because he's hard at work. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Scott. Laura, it's a blast from the past. Laura.
He was so confused when I answered
that. I saw her yesterday.
I know. That's what
really?
I said. Yeah. I said I saw him yesterday. He was very confused when I said, hi, it's producer Laura.
Is Laura a mover and a shaker now, Dan?
Oh, she has been for some time. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You see her everywhere.
Was it at a ribbon cutting?
Ribbon cutting.
Was it
ribbon cuttings? Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's in charge
and,
of that?
And other things.
Who's in charge of the big scissors? The
Me?
Chamber?
Me.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Do you keep them sharp?
We just got new ones. They're so sharp.
All right. Well, you don't run with them, though.
No, I was at a ribbon cutting last week, and a person was using them and pointing, and it was making me very nervous.
Yeah.
Always point towards the ground when you walk.
All right, don't run with scissors, and don't pet stray dogs.
No, never.
All right, never. Dan. Hey, you guys are getting back together down in Springfield. The 30th to be next Tuesday? When's the
actually, the house was due to be in session this week, Tuesday and today, but that was postponed or actually canceled.
Let me ask why that was canceled. Why did the speaker in his infinite wisdom decide, you know what, we really don't we don't need to do anything, there's no pressing issues?
Good question for the speaker. Plenty of pressing issues, but that's up to the speaker, who puts together the calendar and calls session off. The Senate was not in this week, and so I'm assuming that because of that, maybe in part. But next week is the 30th, 31st, and the 31st will be the governor's state of the state address to the General Assembly.
And
the state.
Yeah, and what do you expect to hear? What do you hope to hear in the state of the state address?
Well, I hope to hear in the state of the state address some things that are more of a positive outlook of what the state is as far as payment out to schools that have been more encouraging as far as their funding goes, and general state aid payments being caught up there. Payments to higher education have caught up there. And so I would imagine those type of positives, that money is flowing and paying down now to our providers. Lots of room for improvement there, obviously. And I would imagine that the governor will focus in on that, and then he will be addressing the General Assembly and the people of Illinois on the 14th of February, which will actually be the budget address. So you have the state of the state, and then you have the budget address, which obviously is going to be a great deal of interest, the budget address, especially in this election.
It's Valentine's Day. You knew that, though.
Yes.
You've already made your dinner reservations. So with the budget address, help me out here now. This budget, because I get so confused because budgets are done at the last minute, sometimes a month. When will you guys start working on the next budget?
Well, right after he gives that budget address, the blueprint, after the governor does that, which is what it is,
all right.
Then the General Assembly begins its work. And by the end of May, May 31st, under our state constitution, are due to have a balanced budget.
Don't make me laugh.
And passed.
Don't and make passed. Me laugh. You, we haven't had a balanced budget in how many years?
Well, depending on who you talk to, that's I don't know how many years. But if you truly get into carrying debt over year after year after year, you don't have a balanced budget. And so that's been for some time, obviously. But I think with the budget address, you look at something to where realistically, if we have a budget with probably zero growth in it, and can maintain and have something that's not, from a political standpoint, we don't get into more problems and end up with the 6 month budget again. I'm hoping, and many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle are hoping for a budget, a full budget, and that's, I believe, we are seeing. The rank and file pushing to get that accomplished, that we have a full budget have stability and stay away from what's occurred over the last few years.
Outside of the budget, do you expect a lot to get accomplished being an election year? Because we're hearing from other people in the House and the Senate. There was a story out a couple of weeks ago. You had one somebody from the Senate, somebody from the House, saying basically, you know, the less we do down in Springfield, the less damage that can be done. And they don't. And they both said they don't expect much to be done this legislative session, this year.
Well, you know, you can say that, but there's some things that are vitally important that we do get done, and one of those things is a budget. And so that is vitally important. If you look at other legislation, that you can maybe apply that concept of, we should just focus on the budget, have a budget, and that's it. There are minimal amount of days that the House and the Senate, especially the House, are in session between now and let's say March. And so, I think focus is on the budget. Now, I have a piece of legislation co-sponsored Senator Rose that really is a initiative that really use a facelift, if you will, to higher education, and I think that's very important. I'd like to be, that's going to be a primary focus of mine. I'd like to try and get that moving this spring session, and so that's very important, especially in higher education, and continue to work on that, and so that'll be a priority of mine, but I think everyone else agrees that, that budget is going to be the primary focus.
How about infrastructure? You know, we had a conversation yesterday with Bloomington City Manager and the head of Public Works talking about Main Street, the state highways, Main Street, Center Street, Route 150, Route 9, just falling apart. They are not allowed to patch those roads. It's up to the state to do it. And there, you live here, Dan. You know what Veterans Parkway looks like right now.
Well, it's not only Veterans Parkway, but I think you can pick just about any major artery that's a city street as well. And
well, right, they can patch those.
Well, yeah, but the couple I hit the other day, they haven't. I can report that. But with the weather, the freezing, the thawing, obviously that accelerates deterioration. And as far as the state roads go, that is IDOT's responsibility. And that's something that the engineers, when they get out there and they put their mix in and they patch, it gets back to where's the priorities of a capital bill and how do you fund a capital bill to try and go out there and make more permanent fixes to the roads, to the bridges, to infrastructure across the state of Illinois. And it's been a number of years since we've had a capital bill, and that primarily comes from not being able to fund a capital bill and agreeing on how you're going to fund a capital bill. So I think the last one, to haggling over some 9 years before he had it. Governor, then former governor, Rod Blagojevich was the governor, and I believe it was about a $29 billion capital bill by the time that we were done, and that didn't address, obviously, all the needs throughout the state. And we're right back there again, and I think your municipalities would tell you that certainly they would appreciate any assistance from the state when it comes to roads that go through their towns to get them in the best shape possible. But I think a big part of that, at least from my understanding, is weather cooperation, of which you go out and patch before we come up with the permanent fix.
Right. Well, where's my little ray of sunshine there? I was hoping maybe for some good news. It doesn't sound like anything's going to get taken care of real soon. All right. So let's generate.
Well, I think things will get. Scott, I do think things. I mean, your ray of sunshine, I guess, would be budget and focus on getting a budget done for the state. And get that out there and bring some stability this particular year in 2018 from a budgetary standpoint to help all those that depend on the state government and their money. And so that would be the ray of sunshine we've got to work on.
Make sure it's
as bright as possible.
I was looking for a ray of sunshine like you were going to tell me that they were going to spend some money on the crumbling roads in Illinois, but it doesn't sound like they're going to. So
I would imagine you'll see IDOT out there, whether, whatever hoops they have to jump through, weather permitting, we'll be out there working on the roads just like the municipalities. Well, as soon as the opportunity presents itself,
but I'm not talking,
be able to do it.
I'm not talking patch. Veterans Parkway, especially around Route 9, it's just literally falling apart. It's beyond patching. As a matter of fact, it's been patched so much that I'm afraid my car is going to bottom out. I'm driving over it. All right, let's move on. All right, let's generate some revenue for the state, all right? Because
okay.
I know you got some lawmakers there want to looking for game expansion. You've got lawmakers out there. They want to hear more about possibly legalizing marijuana for recreational use. That would generate millions. Gambling would generate millions because what's being proposed are these border towns. So people wouldn't go to Indiana to do their gambling. They'd stay in Illinois and Wisconsin and other places like that. Why not just legalize the? And let's go with prostitution while we're at it, huh?
Well, you know, those are pretty sorry situations when that's what you have to look at for your revenue to expand things along those lines and look at those type of options. But the reality is the pressure's on the budget. You got people looking at things and discussing things that obviously normally they would not do. The expansion of gaming is one of those things that might be something that has more possibility, at least in the General Assembly, than other things, and maybe a little less controversial. But, you know, that's you can go back to the lottery and the expansion of the lottery and the creation of that for schools, and we all know that those dollars don't fund what the intention was for funding the schools throughout the state of Illinois. And so we have to be very careful of the other things you're talking about. If they would come to be, that those are going to actually fund what they're supposed to. And so obviously we've got lots of issues to deal with in the state of Illinois, from roads to everything else you want to talk about.
Yeah, and then when do you address, I mean, because it seems like we're always talking about the budget. What's being done? What steps are being taken to whittle down the enormous debt we have with the pension system?
Well, that's if you go back to just a couple of years ago, that was the whole purpose of the income tax increase. The temporary income tax increase was to pay down the mound of debt. Bills, the backlog of bills in the state of Illinois. And we all know that the minimal amount of that money raised went towards that. And that's the problem, and therein lies the problem, is that if you do something along those lines in the way of increase in taxes, where's the ironclad guarantee that the General Assembly, Springfield in particular, will do with the money what they're supposed to? And so therein lies the debate and the discussion, and then you talk about the 800-pound gorilla on your back, which is the pension side of things, and, you know, there's been legislation to attempt to deal with that, and it's been struck down by the Supreme Court, found unconstitutional. And so I believe going back and picking up the pieces of what some of that legislation was is our best chance of trying to continue to work towards the pension debt and stabilizing the pension. You know, I have a lot of people say the tax pensions on the state. Boy, I could even possibly go along with that. Meaning, people who are talking to me saying I could even possibly go along with that. If you can give me the guarantee, Dan and General Assembly, that money's going to go to stabilize the pension system, and therein lies the problem, because it gets directed and other things get created with programs, and the money goes where it's not supposed to. And so that's an ongoing debate, and that's why there's very little trust when you hear things along the lines of what one may do to raise revenue, that it's going to go to where it's supposed to.
How do you ever get a chance to speak one-on-one with Speaker Madigan?
When I have been in his office in past years on specific task force or specific issue, I have. Do I see him in the hallway? Do I see him on the floor and speak briefly? Yes. Yeah. But I go into his office and kick back and put my stuff and talk to him? No.
This legislative session, Dan, I want you to be our Bill, is it Bost? Boast?
Mike Bost.
Mike Bost.
Bill Black.
Bill Black, yeah. I want you to be our Bill Black. I want you to be our Mike Bost. I want you to just fire and brimstone from the pulpit there and ask the speaker this question. Because okay. Illinois is one of the top, or Chicago would be one of the top 20, now 20 remaining cities that Amazon's looking at. Ask him this question. Why do you think Amazon would take Chicago and Illinois over any of the other states, other than they're dangling a $2 billion carrot?
I can certainly ask him that. I think the style, maybe at different times of level of frustration from Mike Bost or Bill Black, I have a little different style, and I think I've been successful with a little more diplomacy and discussions behind the scenes that have been bared more fruit than other things.
Walk around with a rock in your shoe all day. That'll make you a little testy here.
The important thing out of that is that you keep the conversation going, and the distrust that's there between the governor and the speaker is a magnitude that is just something I have never seen, and that in there is a big part of the problem that many of us try and work on every day.
Mike Madigan has who was the last governor he got along with?
Well,
I
believe he always got along with George Ryan.
Yeah.
I believe they always got along with Thompson. I wasn't there then. I believe that...
you're back in the 70s
those
now.
Those were probably the last two. Certainly, I of his own party, Governor Quinn, former Governor Rob Blagojevich, I know that,
they wouldn't speak.
There's issues there, and we certainly know that, speaking to Governor Rauner, that is, so they've gotten off on the wrong foot, and while there's been multiple attempts to find common ground, that still seems to evade us. But failure's not an option, so you have to keep working and keep trying.
Yeah, I just want to scream. We're people are fleeing, we're bleeding jobs. We have a horrible reputation. I can say that. I don't want the governor to say that. State of a state address. I want him to be a little more positive.
I don't think you'll hear that.
Yeah,
we'll
I hope
look
not.
For some more positives to find. Because you know what? There's negatives out there, and you can focus on the negatives. That's not going to get you anywhere. Trying to come up with a positive approach to try and resolve some of these problems and be part of the solution instead of part of the problem is what I want to do.
Keep fighting the fight. All right. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next month, okay?
Thank you, and it's good to hear Producer Laura in there.
Hey!
Like the old days with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry there wasn't any donuts from me this morning.
It's okay.
She was very, very disappointed.
I'll have to just go on life today without a donut.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it'll be lunchtime. You'll be okay.
I'll be okay.
All right. Thanks. She's a little peckish now. State Representative Dan Brady on WJBC.